far, so good.
Well, okay. Okay.
Down and safe. The entire nerve-wracking trip without so much as a single jar. A good ship, the C-47, together with a couple of American pilots clean out of this world. We've told you the story of the General's Thread, so you'll know about your pilots, so that next time you read about the lopsided scores our flyers are setting up out in the Pacific, well, maybe you'll understand better how it happens. Popular music, like the Army, has a collection of pinups all its own. Margie, Dinah, and Sweet Sue, to name a few. Today, the band presents for your approval a newcomer with a charm all her own. The fascinating Laura.
Thank you.
Ask an Army Air Forces pilot what he thinks of the P-36.
That jalopy? Why, I wouldn't fly that thing to the freshman hop.
But the old P-36 was a first-line plane on December 7th, 1941. Ask a pilot about the old B-18.
The B-18? Oh, a lovely ship. For the gay 90s, not for me.
But the B-18 was flown in active combat in our early Pacific operations. Just a few years, and planes that were once the pride of our air forces are now obsolete for combat.
Listen to the sound of a P-36, obsolete at the age of 4. This is the sound of the jet-propelled P-59 Arrow Comet. That tells the story of aircraft progress. It's a story that is being vividly demonstrated today and tomorrow in Washington, D.C., in a joint Army-Navy exhibit of warplane progress.
The question is, what happens to the obsolete planes, to the war-wearies no longer useful in combat? Where flyable, they are sold to the public or distributed to schools and colleges for instruction purposes. Where unsafe, they are stripped of usable and saleable parts and scrapped. This is an expensive process involving millions of dollars. But the Army and the Navy are realistically facing a question of prime importance and solving it in a real way. The net result is measured in our speedier victory with a minimum cost in life.
The best pilot in the world cannot successfully give odds to his opponent in combat for any length of time. A pilot is no better than his equipment. To live in combat, he must have the best equipment. The Army and Navy are demonstrating today that the odds in aerial combat are stacked in our favor and will be kept that way, whatever the cost. A matter of prime importance to the men who sustain the wings. This is Sergeant Tom Hudson. The band of the Army Air Forces has been under the direction of Master Sergeant Felix Slatkin, with Sergeant Bob Carroll, vocal soloist. Today's script was by Sergeant Irving Nyman, with special music composed by Private First Class Arnold Chapman. I Sustain the Wings has been a presentation of the Army Air Forces and came to you tonight from New York City.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.